I just shared with some gentlemen in this room who prayed with me just a few moments ago how God works. That I just found out a little over an hour ago, my nephew in Terre Haute sent my wife and I a message on Facebook. She's on Facebook. I don't do Facebook, Spacebook, phone book, or cookbook. I don't do that. She does. She keeps me informed. But anyway, because I was not supposed to speak until March. This is chapter 10. And we had to, scheduling conflicts. Tim Nolan called me a week ago Monday and asked me, said, basically, how close are you to your talk? Can you go on February 4th, a week from Wednesday, today? I said, okay, I'll do that. So a little over an hour ago, Jamie gets this message. And today, February 4th, 2015, is World Cancer Day. World Cancer Day. And it had a picture on there of a candle that was lit. And I lit this a few minutes ago. So what I'm going to ask you to do real quick, this candle was lit in honor of cancer survivors, fighters, and those who have lost their lives to cancer. So if you fall into one of those groups, stand up, please. Amen. Just how God works. He's worked a lot in my life. Many of you in this room know that. I did something unusual about a month ago. I changed the name of my master bath from the John to the Jim. So many people were asking me, what'd you do this morning? Well, now I'm going to say, I went to the gym early. It just sounds better, doesn't it? I'm just throwing that out there. But it doesn't, you know, whatever. Feel free to do that. If your wife asks you why, you know. Another way God works real quick here, just a few moments ago, Pastor Chris Duncan handed me this balloon. It's from his daughter. She asked him, said, Daddy, are you going to huddle today? He said, yes. He said, give this balloon to whoever the speaker is. Amen. Where's Chris? Thank you. Tell your daughter thank you. I'll have this forever. Thank you. Chapter 10, about denying ourselves. The whole book is about not a fan, be a follower. We got any football fans in here? Okay. You watch the Super Bowl? 114 million of you did, so most of these hands should be up. So during the season, you follow the Colts, Packers, Bears, Seahawks, Patriots, do you? You follow any of them? Maybe you follow a baseball team, basketball team, or some celebrity. It's kind of funny because today some people are going to be following on ESPN. It's National College Signing Day for these high school players. It's going to be showing on ESPN 1-2, ESPNU, and ESPN News. How do I know that? I follow ESPN. I have to admit to you too right now, I don't follow a lot of things. I do follow Dick Vitale on Twitter. My son hooked me up with that. I get on there once in a while just to see what he's doing. But my main message here, though, I think, and it's okay. It's okay to follow these teams, people, if you want to. It's all right. But let me ask you a question. Why don't we follow this gentleman? A little stronger. A little more, each and every day. You see, because this guy is undefeated. He rose up. He defeated death. Nobody defeated him. Whose team do you want to be on? I know who my captain is. And I thank God for that. And I shared with the men in there when I prayed, amazing grace, because this guy took our place. It doesn't get any better than that. Why would we not be a follower? Why not? I just don't understand that. Jesus says, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself. Each and every day. It means you have to be totally, totally committed to Jesus Christ. You want to walk like he walked. You want to do the things he did. You see, at the end of the day, and I've used this before, at the end of the day, it's all about love. Who showed more examples of love than this man? Now, he died for all of you and me. In Matthew 19, it talks about the rich young ruler, whom I don't think we ever knew his name. But this man went to Jesus one day and asked him, he said, how do I get into heaven? I want eternity. How do I get to heaven? And Jesus responded and said, sell all your possessions and follow me. This man was of great wealth, but he didn't do that. What this means for us is to follow the path that Jesus was on. See, we have to change. We have to pick and choose a different path if we want to be a true follower. If we're a follower, we choose Jesus. We choose him over money, career goals, over getting drunk, over looking at porn, a remodeled house, over what other people may think of me. When we sacrifice ourselves for Jesus, this is what we call committed love. The Reverend Mike Carson, in his article this past Saturday in the Tribune, somewhat addresses this. He quoted Jesus as saying in Luke 3:11, if you have two coats, give one away. Do the same with your food. You know, he's not suggesting that we throw everything away, but to be prudent with our resources. You see, it's about helping people out. God will provide us the opportunity to champion the cause of someone, somewhere. You see, he gives it to us, and there's plenty more where it came from. To give you an example of championing a cause, it'll be 2 years this month. Craig was diagnosed, went through his cancer treatments, spring and summer. But you talk about people championing a cause. One of the things Craig said to Jamie and myself one summer evening, why are all these people doing this for me? Well, what had happened, Bob Gray, Matt, Josh, several of you, Tim, several of you people, forgive me if I forget a name, in this room, Mike, Gerald, led a prayer circle around our house for Craig. Now, I knew they were coming. Craig didn't. He looks out the window and he says that to Jamie and me. Why are they doing this for me? Well, you see, somewhere along the line, he touched some lives. God used him somewhere. Chuck, you know. They held a spaghetti dinner for him, a golf tournament for him, of which those funds are now funding a scholarship each year to a high school senior. Can you hear me? You see, it's all about following the Lord. And he did that. You might want to stay up here. You see, on the day that he passed, graduated to glory, as Paul always tells me, he clutched in his hand a cross that was given to him. One was given to my wife and one to me. That whole weekend he never let go. He never let go of that cross. You see, we can do things for other people. You guys are doing it. Just being here every Wednesday. You are a follower. Thank you. Give yourself a hand. Come on. Clap. I'm a retired school teacher. I like to get people involved. Wait till the end of this talk, you think. No, I'm just kidding. You know, we can do these things in a number of ways. We can open doors for people, give things to people, go do yard work for your neighbor, all these things. That's being a follower of Jesus Christ. You get a crown for that in heaven someday. You see, Jesus never left open the option of selective commitment. There are no exception clauses, no negotiation. You know, either we're in or we're not. No gray area. We either follow or we choose not to follow. Is it easy? No. God never said it was going to be easy for us as Christians. You see, when you walk out of here on the street and down wherever you go after this, you've got a target on your back because you're a Christian. You've heard that before, people waiting for us to fall. That's okay. If you do fall, I don't care how many times you fall. You fall five times, you get up six. You've heard that. It's for the Lord Jesus Christ and for God our Father, and all that glory goes to Him. All of it. He equipped us. He equipped us to be His messengers, His disciples, His witnesses. To do, it's in the Bible. To do good things. To do good works. That's being a follower. And I know you people are. You're here every week. Hallelujah. You see, I didn't always used to be a follower. I was a fan. I grew up in the church. All those good things. When I started teaching and coaching, I mean, started making a little bit of money. And how many people have heard this or seen it on a bumper sticker? He who dies with the most toys wins. Hands. I wrote that bumper sticker. No, I didn't know, but I saw it. And I thought, you know, that kind of epitomized me because I bought cars, I bought snowmobiles, set of skis. I had toys after toys. And then one day I found out, you know, that's not what it's all about. That's not it. I was blessed to have three boys. and an unbelievable wife. See, God, once you're in that, on that pathway in between the guardrails, on that path of righteousness, once you're there, He's not going to let you go. I think I said that last September. He's not going to let you go. You may get close to the guardrails, He's going to bring you back to the middle. He'll bring you back. He will. He wants you to be a follower. You see, back when I was buying all those toys, one of my favorite songs, and I'm old school, was written by Paul Anka, recorded by Frank Sinatra and Elvis Presley, who both made a number one hit, and it's called My Way. Chuck, you remember that because you're as old as I am, I know. I can pick on him, he knows I love him. And you know, several years ago, it hit me because I heard that song come on again. And I thought, you know, remember earlier I changed my bathroom? You can change the names of this song. Where's Matt Hartke? I hope I'm not infringing on any copyright laws. But in one of the statements it says, I did it my way. Why don't we change it? I did it His way. Why don't we live by that? I did it His way. Another one of them says in there, for what is a man? What has he not? If not himself, he has not. We'll change it to why is it? If not the Lord, then he has not. So I'm going to change that and write it. Help me out there, will you? But seriously, you know, because in the end, at the end of the day, we don't get to have it our way. We don't. We're not in control. I'm thankful we're not. I'm not in control. I'm thankful for that. Used to think I was, but I'm not. Help people out. Give them things, whatever. I got two examples here. One of them is in the book. Talks about a man by the name of Millard Fuller. He was a millionaire by the age of 29. Gave his wife everything. Came home one Saturday night and found out that she had left him. Went into New York City. Well, he found her. They talked through the night. Next day, they got up and went to church and changed their lives. Started giving everything, helping out the poor, and then they started Habitat for Humanity. I mean, what a deal. What a deal. Another gentleman, but most of you probably have not heard of, his name is Tom Shadyac. He had it all. A multi-million-dollar career directing Hollywood blockbuster movies such as Bruce Almighty and The Nutty Professor. Never knew this guy, but I knew about his movies. This was just several years ago. Had a 17,000 square foot mansion, fancy cars, and private jets. And yet he was empty. He was empty. Today, he gave a lot of his fortune away. He had a bad bike accident in 2007. Left him with a post-concussion syndrome. Described it as torture, and he began to welcome death. He made major changes in his life, and today he lives in a mobile home, rides his bike to work, flies commercially, and he's never been happier. In the book, it talks about the Bible also describes a follower as a slave. A slave being someone who has no rights, no possessions, they don't get any time off, and they don't get to negotiate. But slave is the way many of the followers of Jesus Christ introduced themselves back in that era. Those of you who have the book, if you want to, you can turn to page 149. Several of Jesus' followers referred to themselves as a slave, a slave, when they would introduce themselves. When Peter began 2 Peter, he didn't introduce himself by saying, Peter, best friend of Jesus, present at the Mount of Transfiguration, preacher on the day of Pentecost. Instead, he simply says, Simon Peter, a slave. John, Timothy, and Jude all give themselves the same title. James doesn't begin his letter by saying, James, the half-brother of the Son of God. He begins by saying, James, a slave of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. The book also talks about a gentleman by the name of Bill Bright. He's founder of the Campus Crusade for Christ. You people have heard of that. He also authored a couple of books, and he's sold billions of copies, one being The Four Spiritual Laws About the Gospel. And if you were to visit his gravesite today, on his monument there are three words, only three words. Slave for Jesus. Slave for Jesus. It's a common used word for followers, so it only makes sense to call Jesus our Lord. He is our Lord. In the New Testament, the word translated as Lord is kurios, K-U-R-I-O-S. It's a slavery word. It is given to the master or owner of the slave. The word to describe a follower is doulos, D-O-U-L-O-S. It appears about 130 times in the New Testament. Point. You see, you cannot call Jesus Lord without declaring yourself his slave. A slave to him. This is what it means to deny ourselves. That's what it means to deny ourselves. I'm going to conclude by on page 153. Just a couple of sentences out of these last two paragraphs, and they go like this. Jesus invites us to deny ourselves. He invites us to be a slave. But as a slave, I may tell you about my master. He will provide for you. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He takes care of your needs. He will protect us. He speaks, and even the wind and the waves obey him. Wow. So ask yourself, why would you not be a follower? But most importantly, and we know we all know this one, he has the power to forgive sins. And he did that on the cross. It's all about that cross. It's all about it. You talk about love. Last thing, one more thing. When you become a slave to my master Jesus, he makes you his son, his daughter, and he calls you a friend. Best friend I got. Best friend I got. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for these gentlemen in this room. Thank you for leading all of us, guiding us, directing us with your mercy and your grace and your undeniable love for us. Father, help us as we leave here today, that all of us, that we can walk out of here with our chin tilted up towards the sky, because that points to heaven. We love you, Father. Help us to maintain our strength and our courage to maintain that position of being a follower. Strengthen our witness to people. Open our hearts and our minds, Father. And keep us all filled with the Holy Spirit each and every day. I love you so much. And I thank you so much. In Jesus' precious holy name. Amen.